USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
This morning, we did receive that tip from the Taylor family that they believe to have video of Watson on their Ring camera device.
That's the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation Director David Roush announcing that Curtis Watson, the dangerous inmate that escaped from a Tennessee prison last week, is back in custody. Roush says he got word Sunday morning that he was in the Henning area after a couple called police to say they spotted him. After that, Roush says it didn't take long for law enforcement to spring into action.
Within 30 minutes, hundreds of law enforcement was on scene and in that area. They then began both a ground and air search.
Roush serving time on kidnapping charges when he escaped from prison on a tractor he was approved to operate. Jeffrey Epstein's autopsy results expected to be released soon. He committed suicide Sunday morning by hanging himself in his jail cell. He was awaiting trial for sex trafficking charges. He was on suicide watch, but procedures were not being followed and investigations underway. I'm John DeMaster.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.